It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. Let's start in KZN. KwaZulu-Natal's brand new international airport and global trade gateway on schedule for completion ahead of the 2010 Soccer World Cup.
Yes, a fantastic new airport going up in KwaZulu-Natal. After 3 decades of haggling, finally we're seeing the La Mercy site being developed. And it's not only for the passenger terminal, which of course is very important, but there's also an integration there with a cargo terminal and a trade zone and an agricultural zone, very important aspect to it. Now, on the passenger side, a lot of scope for expansion. It'll start off with a capacity of 7.5 million passengers a year will be able to come through there, but they're talking about 2060 being able to scale that up to 45 million. So great expansion possibilities there, which airports always need. And of course, this will take over from the existing Durban airport. This footprint is about more than 3 times bigger than that. But then going into the cargo side, which will be very automated and it'll have a fantastic IT backbone. And then the trade zone, which we haven't seen in South Africa before, where you'll have manufactured goods in the trade zone that are ready for export because of the availability of flights out the country. Very important. But then the agricultural zone, if they can develop that, it will take KwaZulu-Natal to the potential that it should have been for a long time. High-value foods can be flown out and put into world markets the next morning, and that'll be the big advantage of this agricultural zone if they can get it right and if they can get the flights coming in and out of there. So, you know, markets in Europe, markets in the Middle East, markets Africa could have perishable agricultural products coming out of Durban and into their markets the next morning, and that is possible with this airport. And also being at sea level, it can take far more cargo than we can at Johannesburg International Airport. We're up here at a high altitude. Often planes have got to take off with cargo and the cargo has to be jettisoned because the temperature is too hot and they can't take that much. And then that perishable good, what do you do with that? So it's important that you have a consistent export channel for agricultural goods. And this is what may come out of this new international airport in KwaZulu-Natal, which is going to be ready by 2010.
Martin, South African company Omnia has chosen Zambia as the beneficiary of its multi-million rand investment in biofuels research. Why?
It is interesting why they've gone to Zambia, and it's interesting what they're pursuing. The Omnia, which is listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, is not going to just throw its money around willy-nilly. It is putting 29 million rand into research into the Jatropha Agronomics in Zambia. Now, Zambia is a landlocked country. It's having problems paying for its fuel. You can imagine it pays more than we do. And it's got to look to preserving its foreign exchange. And one of the ways it's doing this is with Jatropha. Now, we know there's been an antipathy worldwide. You mustn't use food for biofuels. Now, Jatropha is the next best thing because it's a non-edible product. It is also a hardy product. It's drought resistant, can resist pests. But the big thing is that 40% of its seeds contain oil, and this can be the biofuels element. And we see Zambia looking hard. It's not only Omnia now going into Zambia to do that research, because what is Omnia? It's more fertilizer company. It wants to see what nutrients it can do. It wants to do the economics and the high yield and sell off its fertilizer. But at the same time, this could be a situation for landlocked Zambia to have not only a benefit in not paying so much out in foreign exchange for oil, but having a local agricultural hub that would employ a lot of people and it would extract the biofuels from this Jatropha plant.
Interestingly enough, it could happen only in South Africa, as you say. Vehicle tracking company Netstar launching a product to, of all things, track down solar energy panels. Why?
We've hardly had our energy crisis. We put up a lot of solar panels and already those are vulnerable. And to counter that attack from thieves who are taking the solar panels, probably maybe for the solar panels themselves or for the materials within it, some of the silicon is very valuable, the metals, etc., Altec Netstar has now developed a tracking device. And of course, they're renowned for their tracking devices. They're, in the past 14 years, they've been able to track down 34,000 stolen vehicles. And they say now this thrust into the theft of solar panels can be slowed down with their new device. Very lightweight device, unobtrusive. On the solar panel, if there's any disturbance there, it reflects the distress immediately. And then both their air and ground teams go out to recover that from the thieves.
I can imagine lots of people coming up with innovative ideas on what to keep track on. Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, he's back again with us at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.